Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Malachi's Message. Do you ever get the feeling when reading the books of the prophets that they could be addressing people today? Malachi's message certainly falls in that category. Malachi wrote that the Israelites had issues with worship, chapter 1, verse 13. They said worship was a weariness, and they sneered at it. God required his people to give of the first fruits, the best, that is. The animals were to be unblemished, whole, without defect. Instead, the Israelites offered sacrifices that were stolen, lame, or sick, verses 7 and 8. God despised their sacrifices. He said through the prophet, they robbed him in tithes and offerings, chapter 3, verse 8. Simply put, they worshiped the way they wanted to worship. Malachi said the Israelites also had issues with marriage. They adjusted the rules of marriage according to their wants. Consequently, divorce was rampant. The prophet told them, the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garments with violence. He reminded them that the covenant of marriage is witnessed by God, chapter 2, verse 14. It is a holy institution, chapter 2, verse 11. They had dealt treacherously with their wives. The obvious conclusion after reading the book of Malachi is that the Israelites had an overall problem with authority. They disregarded God's authority in worship and in the sanctity of marriage instituted by the Creator. God still has supreme authority in worship. He wants us to worship Him the way He directs. His view of giving has not changed. He still wants the best and despises leftovers. Instead of returning a small portion, we should give cheerfully and liberally off of the top of our earnings as we have prospered. Instead of viewing worship as a drudgery or duty like the Israelites, we should bring a spirit of joy and thankfulness for the privilege of being called His children. God's view of marriage has not changed. Jesus addressed the Jews' practice of divorcing for any reason, Matthew 19, verses 3 through 9. He reminded them that marriage was not a cultural entity, but a divine joining of man and woman, which has existed from the beginning and will exist to the end. Genesis 2, verses 18 and verse 24. He said one should not divorce except for fornication. Malachi's message is as pertinent now as it was in his day. The Lord expects us to deny selfish wants or wishes and yield to His authority in all matters. Today's verse, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you. Malachi 3, verses 6 and 7.